This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is out today. That means you guys get this treasure of an open and theme song. Can't ace, and
yo, Carson. Let's kick it.
You can't solve it, just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Okay. Everybody say good morning to Karen from Derry, New Hampshire.
Hey. Hello.
Good morning.
Do you just hate being a Karen right now? It's not the best, yeah. Is it?
Sorry, your name got hijacked.
Yeah.
It's bad timing. Sure.
I saw a story in the news. There's a woman that is a florist, and her name is Karen, and she's been giving out flowers to women named Karen because of, you know, what's happened with your name recently. Hey, will you do me a favor? Kick Annie out of the studio.
Annie, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, Karen. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, we're going to give you $100. Annie has now left our studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. If you tie, you lose. Question number one. Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus have both made extraterrestrial contact. Demi communed with aliens during a recent trip to the Joshua Tree, and Miley saw a UFO while driving through San Bernardino with a friend. What are the names of the two agents from the show X-Files who dealt with paranormal matters?
Mulder and Scully.
Someone put together a spreadsheet that shows every city Tom Brady has lived in has had successful sports teams and not just football, so maybe he's a good luck charm. How old is Tom Brady right now?
41.
Scott Baio is upset with his Happy Days co-stars because they're doing a cast reunion to benefit the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Who did Scott Baio play on Happy Days?
Chachi.
All the Charlie Brown holiday specials are moving exclusively to Apple TV. The Charlie Brown Halloween movie won't air on free TV for the first time in 54
Ooh.
Years. 2020 just rolling on. What is that special called?
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Random fact time. Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English. Which streaming service currently owns the rights to Friends here in America?
I'm going to go with...
There's so many now.
I know.
Is it Peacock?
All right, let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie Dow here.
And Karen, I understand you're doing what I had been doing for the past 2 days. You're in quarantine because somebody was exposed to COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly.
It just throws a wrench in everything you plan on doing, right?
So rattling.
Yeah, I've been home since last Thursday, so
Did you get your brain tickled like Barrett had to?
So I was really lucky. My COVID test, they swabbed, but it was just like in the tip of my nose, so I didn't have the brain tickle.
Huh. All right. Annie?
Yes.
Karen got 1, 2, 3 out of 5
well
correct.
Done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus have both made extraterrestrial contact. Andy, what are the names of the two agents from the show X-Files who dealt with paranormal matters all the time?
I've never seen X-Files.
Oh. So you probably don't know the answer, do
I
you?
I don't.
Mulder and Scully.
Who knew?
The show holds up.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good show.
There's like a spinoff now.
Interesting.
1-0 for Karen. Someone put together a spreadsheet that shows that every city Tom Brady has lived in has had successful sports teams and not just football. So maybe he is a good luck charm. How old is Tom Brady?
Exact age?
Yes.
To the day. Months and days.
No, it's... And you have to say his middle name when you give me the answer.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. the third. What is he?
Just
Jr. 44.
Oh, Annie. 43. So close. 1-0.
Like fine wine.
Scott Baio is upset that his Happy Days co-stars are doing a cast reunion to benefit the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Who did Scott Baio play on Happy Days?
Chachi.
Joni loves Chachi.
2-1 for Karen. Question number 4. All the Charlie Brown holiday specials are moving exclusively to Apple TV. The Charlie Brown Halloween movie won't air on free television for the first time in 54 years.
Wow.
What is that special called?
The Great Pumpkin? Someone bought a pumpkin.
I need the correct answer.
You're so close.
The full title?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. I don't know.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Random Fact Time, friends, is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English. Which streaming service currently owns the rights to Friends in the United States?
HBO. HBO Max.
Oh, HBO Max. Yeah. I'll give you that one because it doesn't really matter. You lost $100 for the company, Annie.
Yeah, what a shame.
Right out of Sal's wallet, personally.
Sorry, yep. Sal.
You'll be getting a text later.
Yeah, that's annie@mix1041.com, Sal, in case you don't know her email address.
But you won one for the Karens. That's good. Something good for the Karens.
See, Dan, that's exactly what I was doing. I was really feeling bad for the Karens, and I just knew you guys needed a W today. I'll take the L.
Karen, congratulations. You got yourself $100. Annie, what do you want to say to Karen?
I'm Annie from Quincy, and I can't ace Karen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Yo, Boston. And let's kick it.
Problem you can't solve it, just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Oh.
Everybody say good morning to Jessica from Lowell.
Lowell. Good morning.
Lowell. Morning, Jessica. Will you kick Annie out of the studio?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, we're going to give you $100. Annie's already lost once today.
Yep.
Sal loves it when we give away the money.
She's making it rain paper.
Yeah. Yep. 5 trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you win. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number 1, Darth Vader, being Luke's dad, tops the list of the best TV and movie plot twists. Spoiler alert. It's followed by the red wedding scene from which hit TV show?
Oh, I don't know that one.
All right. I'll give you another hint. It was on HBO.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Blood?
All right. Question number 2. Kelly Rowland is showing off her 6-month-old baby bump on social media. How did Kelly Rowland rise to fame?
Being part of Destiny's Child.
Interested in a new fall cocktail? Reese Witherspoon shared the recipe for her fizzy apple cider. Reese plays Elle Woods in which movie franchise?
Legally Blonde.
After Chris Pratt was named Hollywood's worst Chris by people on Twitter, his co-stars Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo came to his defense. Name the other 3 Chrises who are always mentioned with Pratt.
Pass.
All right, and question number 5. Nicolas Cage says he won nearly $20,000 playing roulette in the Bahamas 30 years ago. He said he immediately went to an orphanage and handed over the money and never gambled again. Nicolas Cage played a recently paroled convict whose flight home gets taken over by a bunch of prisoners in which hit 90s movie?
Was it One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No.
Yeah. Not even close,
That's
huh?
A spectacularly bad answer.
It certainly wasn't that.
Let's get Annie back in the studio.
Annie Dow here.
I don't even know how you got to that, but... All right, let's see. Oh, by the way, you were helping the kids today with the remote learning. Is that right, Jessica?
I am, yes.
Can I send my son to your house?
Yeah, as long as there's no pop culture trivia questions, you'll do great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, no room in my house. Sorry.
Jessica got 2 out of 5, Annie. These are tough. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Darth Vader being Luke's dad tops the list of the best TV and movie plot twists. It's followed by the Red Wedding scene from which hit TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Still not over that.
No, me either.
Kelly Rowland is showing off her 6-month-old baby bump on social media. How did Kelly rise to fame?
Destiny's Child, baby.
2-1. Interested in a new fall cocktail, Reese Witherspoon shared the recipe for her fizzy apple cider. Reese plays Elle Woods in which movie franchise?
Legally Blonde.
What do we wear on pink? Or on Wednesday's
dance?
Wrong movie.
Is it?
That's Mean Girls.
Oh, sorry.
Whoever said orange is the new pink is seriously disturbed.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think
I've never seen it.
You've seen Legally Blonde?
No.
Oh, Dan, you would like it.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. I remember the first one being good and the second one not being so good.
Yeah, there was like...
After Chris Pratt was named Hollywood's worst Chris by people on Twitter, his co-stars Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo came to his defense. Name the other three Chrises who are always mentioned with Pratt.
Chris Evans, Chris Pine, and Chris Hemsworth.
Why does it have to be a worst Chris? That's rude. Why can't they all be
It's
wonderful?
Political, apparently.
Yeah, they're just...
It's about their politics.
Bullies.
4-2, question number 5. Nicolas Cage won nearly $20,000 playing roulette in the Bahamas 30 years ago, and then he went to an orphanage, handed over the money, and never gambled again. Of course, he played a recently paroled convict whose flight home gets taken over by a bunch of prisoners in which hit 90s movie?
It was like a Ghost Rider or something, right?
Con Air. Yeah.
But Nicolas Cage was in Ghost Rider.
Con Air, get it?
You know.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Jessica said, what did you say? One flew over the cuckoo's nest?
Mm. Yeah. It's
like national treasure.
Yeah. 4-2 is the final score. Annie gets the win. I'm sorry, Jessica, you don't get the cash. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name's Jessica from Lowell, and I can't ace Annie.
Oh. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.